Describing people.
How was your first day back at college, James?
Not so bad. The teachers are okay and some of them are really nice.
Which teachers do you have? Maybe I know some of them and I can give you some advice about them.
Well, for physics I have Mr... I can't remember his name now. But he is an old guy with grey hair and beard.
Oh, well, I have never seen anyone with grey hair and beard. Maybe he is a new teacher.
No, I don't think so. He told us he has a long experience as a teacher here.
Does he wear glasses?
Yeah, he does. What's his name? Oh, yes, I know. Mr. Smith, that's it.
Oh, right. He's an excellent teacher. I'd like to attend his lessons, but unfortunately, I have Mr. Donovan for physics. He's terrible.
Who's he?
Well, he's a youngish guy with brown hair down to his shoulders. He has a bit of a beard too, but he's too young and doesn't have enough experience. I don't understand anything during his lessons.
Oh, I understand who you were speaking about. I remember seeing him around. I thought he was a student.
Don't be silly. He's far too old to be a student. However, he knows less than any students. Who else do you have?
Let me think about it. Well, I have Mrs. Bloomsbury for chemistry.
Mrs. Bloomsbury? Well, is that the tall black lady, short-haired?
No, that's Mrs. Jackson. She's my biology teacher. No, Mrs. Bloomsbury is, well, she's got sort of auburn hair, straight and quite long, and she's really nice. I'm very interested in her lessons, you know what I mean?
Oh yes, I've understood, perfectly understood. Quite a smiley woman. And who do you have for maths?
I've seen her just a few minutes because I didn't have maths lessons this morning. Anyway, she is a young woman, blonde hair, wavy.
Miss Lewis? She doesn't do maths. She teaches economics.
Not Miss Lewis. Miss Lewis's hair isn't so long. My maths teacher's hair goes right down her back, and she doesn't wear glasses either.
Oh, I know who you mean. Miss Hathaway. She's cool.
That's right, Miss Hathaway. And I have Mr. Simpson for literature.
Is that the bald black guy?
Yes, that's right. He's good. He's funny and he really loves literature. He's able to transfer his passion to all of us. I enjoy his lessons. Who else do you have?
I have Mr. Gray for history. Do you know him? He has short brown hair. He's quite young. He's really enthusiastic. And he's really handsome.
Well, I've never seen him.
Ah, last but not least, I have Mrs. Flanders for English. Do you know her? She's a middle-aged lady with short fair hair and glasses. She's quite serious and strict, but her lessons are really interesting.
Oh yes, I've seen her around, but luckily I don't have her. I have Mr. Douglas. He's an old man with grey hair and a moustache. He's funny and really patient. This is his last year here because next year he's going to retire.
Oh yeah, I know him. He was my English teacher last year. Don't worry about him. I'm sure you will get excellent marks.